KU researchers just announced an intriguing finding. They found that Americans living in rural areas are more likely to be obese than those who live in the city. Furthermore, the study suggests that residential location may play an important role in the obesity epidemic. Our guest today is Christy Beffort. She's an assistant professor of preventative medicine and public health at the University of Kansas Medical Center. She led the study. Christy, it's nice to have you. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
How surprised were you at what you found in this study, Christy?
Well, we suspected that we would find a rural-urban difference based on previous reports that had come out that had used self-reported height and weight, which, you know, we know people tend to over-report their height and under-report their weight.
Yeah.
So we really needed to confirm the findings in that regard. What did surprise us was the absolute rates and the magnitude of the difference. So whereas previous reports had found, you know, based on self-report, 20-23% obesity rates, we found almost 40%, 39.6%.
Let me get that right. You're saying 4 out of 10 residents of rural America came in as being obese in the study that you did?
Correct. 4 out of 10.
That's just staggering to me.
Yeah, it's 4 out of 10. Now, keep in mind that, you know, the numbers for the country at large are also high. It's about 1 out of 3, a little over 33%. You know, 4 out of 10, though, I think, you know, putting it in that context, that's an easy number to vision. You know, if you got 10 people lined up, 4 of them would have a BMI over 30.
And how does that compare to city dwellers?
City dwellers was about 33%.
Okay, so a 7% disparity here. Again, how did that compare to what you anticipated going into the study?
Yeah, so we, you know, like I said, we anticipated finding a difference, but based on self-report, we expected it to be about half of that. If we get down to the actual percentage point, it was 6.2, so it was 39.6 compared to 33.4. So It was about twice as much as we anticipated.
You know, in your view, just how pronounced of a problem is that, and what's behind it, Christy? What's causing it?
Yeah, it's definitely a problem. We know obesity is a major risk factor for several chronic diseases, including, of course, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, as well as cancer. We know it's a risk factor for things like breast cancer. You know, rural residents do have higher cardiovascular disease. They do have higher mortality rates. So we think this is a really important factor in that. As far as what's behind it,
yeah.
You know, weight gain comes down to diet and physical activity. You know, a lot of times I think people think, well, it's not as simple as you know, what you eat and what the calories you spend. But in terms of, you know, energy balance, it is about that. It is about what you're eating versus what you're expending. And our study and other studies have found that rural diet tends to be higher in fat. And
you know, why is that? Because, you know, certainly my experience, you know, traveling in rural parts of the country, you go to a diner in rural America, and I'm broadly generalizing here, of course, but, you know, you go to a diner and sometimes there's, you know, biscuits and gravy and bacon and lots of sort of heavy foods that you sometimes wouldn't find, you know, in Westport, for example.
And right.
What drives that, do you think?
Yeah, I think heavier foods is a good way of putting it. I mean, that's essentially the same thing as higher in fat. You know, I think some things driving it are both cultural patterns in terms of diet, which we know those exist for different groups of people, as well as just the foods that are available. And it may be especially in the smaller towns that the foods that are being served are, you know, things that are coming off trucks that are, you know, supplying the same kinds of foods to all the restaurants in the area.
But certainly this notion that's been so heavily emphasized in the media, you know, TV, everywhere these days, you know, about the importance of eating lean, you know, lean foods and lots of vegetables and fresh stuff. I mean, that's hardly a secret anywhere in this country, rural, city, anywhere else. And I'm wondering, what is it about the culture of rural America that seems to emphasize more unhealthy eating than you might find in some cases in the cities?
Yeah, I think that's a really great question, and it's not an easy one to answer. I think anytime you're you're trying to understand culture, you really have to kind of go to the roots of the matter and talk to people and get, you know, get their input on what, where that comes from. I do think it's cultural, though. I mean, it's, and there's other groups within urban America that have very, you know, heavy diets that are culturally based.
Mm-hmm. You know, what was interesting to me is that a lot of people might think that, you know, many of those who live in the country are farmers and they're active all day, mm-hmm. and that this wouldn't necessarily be a problem.
Yeah, I think it has been surprising for many people and counterintuitive based on based on exactly what you're saying. You know, the idea that farmers are spending a lot of calories every day just from being out, you know, being out on the farm and baling hay and moving animals, and and we know that farming isn't as labor intensive as it used to be, as more equipment's being used and perhaps fewer people are raising their own animals and that kind of thing.
Yeah. We're visiting with Christy Beffert from the University of Kansas Medical Center about her study that found that Americans living in rural areas are more likely to be obese than city dwellers. You know, I thought this was really interesting, Christy, this idea that the research showed that the rural-urban obesity disparity existed mainly in younger Americans, mm-hmm. those ages 20 to 39, but not as much in older age groups. Again, this sort of flipped certain stereotypes in my mind upside down. Why would that be? Why would younger folks be more susceptible to obesity than older Americans?
Yeah, so those younger years of adulthood are the time frame when the weight usually goes on. So those are years of weight gain. And, older adults have higher obesity rates. And this was true for both rural and urban, but the difference between rural and urban was unique to that younger age group, that 20 to 39-year-old age group.
And what's driving that, do you think?
And, you know, our hypothesis is that the increased mechanization of labor that has happened in the rural community has impacted the younger adults the most, the young working adults who in the past may have been spending more calories through their work.
How do you prove something like that, or are you going to go after something like that?
Oh, gosh. You know, that would require a longitudinal type of study that would need to go on for several years to actually track people through their adulthood.
Yeah.
And we just don't have that kind of data at this point.
What's the connection between rural America and poverty, which has been so closely tied to obesity mm-hmm. over the years, and how big a role does that play, do you think?
Yeah, so rural Americans, on average, have lower income, and our data showed that as well. We looked at income and education, with both of those things, you know, having a significant role in socioeconomic status. And when we looked at those things in combination, we found that education was more of a predictor than poverty in terms of the rural-urban difference in obesity.
Hmm.
So, you know, I think poverty certainly has a role to play in access to healthy resources, to healthy foods. I think education is also very significant and relates to, people's awareness. I mean, you mentioned everybody knows that you should cut fat out of your diet and eat more fruits and vegetables. It's been shocking for me as I've worked with people over the years to find that not everybody really knows that.
Yeah.
You know, some people, while they may understand that general concept, they don't really know how that relates to what they're eating.
Yeah. So once you've completed a study like this, how can health experts across the country use this information to sort of begin to make changes that might be necessary?
Yeah, so I think that this type of data is really important to increase awareness. And the next step, of course, is to implement both prevention and treatment programs. The problem already exists. It's not going to go away. So we need treatment. We need programs that are going to help people take the weight off, which is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And to have real success with that, the treatment has to be fairly intensive in terms of, you know, how many times you're meeting with people and the course of treatment, which ideally is, you know, 2 years or more.
Yeah. Did you go out in the field and actually talk to rural residents and get a feel for why this is the issue that it is?
I have done that.
What'd you find?
Well, we're doing a lot of intervention work right now among rural women, and the women that we're focusing on are those who've had breast cancer, because we know this is a risk factor for breast cancer recurrence.
Yeah.
So we're talking to them every week. You know, we're on the phone with them, you know, going over the intervention and just talking to them. We've also done some focus groups in rural Kansas that are asking some of these questions. And one of the things that has come out is our participants have told us, and they've actually used the word isolated, that they feel isolated, not socially per se, but isolated in terms of resources to really try to make a lifestyle change.
Mm-hmm.
We have, you know, one participant who was commenting on that who drives over an hour to get to a swimming pool to exercise.
Yeah.
She's not able to walk, so she needs to swim. She has to drive quite a distance to get to that swimming pool. They've talked about feeling isolated in terms of food options. And these are particularly the ladies who live in small towns where, you know, the restaurants that they have to choose from just don't have healthy options that they're looking for.
Well, Christy, interesting study, interesting findings. Thank you for taking a few minutes with us. I sure appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Christy Beffert. She's an assistant professor of preventive medicine and public health at the University of Kansas Medical Center. You can learn more about our guests and get more information about our program. It's at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR up to date. Tomorrow on the program, psychologist Wes Crenshaw takes us through how to make divorce work for kids. Today's show was produced by Danny Alexander. Our senior producer is Steven Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.